Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Think and Grow Rich, Deluxe Edition, presents Napoleon Hill's enduring program for personal achievement, first shaped from interviews and observations of many of the most successful business leaders of his era. Framed as a practical philosophy rather than a quick fix, the book argues that wealth and accomplishment start with disciplined thinking, definite goals, and persistent action. Hill's approach blends mindset, planning, and interpersonal influence, emphasizing that money is only one expression of success. Readers encounter ideas about desire, faith, autosuggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision, persistence, and the power of aligned groups. This deluxe edition is positioned as a complete classic text for modern readers who want the original framework in an accessible format. While the historical examples reflect early 20th century America, the core themes still map well to entrepreneurship, career growth, and personal development. The book's central promise is simple: strengthen the way you think, and you can improve the results you earn. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, definite purpose and burning desire. A central theme is that achievement begins with a clearly defined aim, backed by an intense commitment that survives setbacks. Hill emphasizes that vague wishes rarely produce measurable results. Instead, he encourages readers to convert hope into a precise target with a plan for obtaining it and a timeline for obtaining it, and a timeline for obtaining it and a timeline for progress. The concept of a burning desire is not mere enthusiasm, but a persistent inner drive that shapes daily decisions, priorities, and habits. In practical terms, the book pushes readers to identify what they want, why they want it, and what they are willing to exchange for it, such as time, focused effort, or learning new skills. This focus is presented as a way to cut through distraction and prevent drifting from opportunity to opportunity without completing anything. The book also links desire to resilience. When the goal matters deeply, discouragement becomes a signal to adjust strategy rather than abandon the pursuit. Readers can translate this into routines like writing a goal statement, reviewing it consistently, and tracking actions that directly support it. The larger message is that clear purpose acts as a compass, turning ambition into direction and direction into results. Secondly, mindset, faith, autosuggestion, and emotional discipline. Hill argues that the way people consistently think influences what they attempt and what they persist through. He presents faith as a cultivated mindset of expectancy rather than blind optimism, suggesting that confidence can be strengthened through repetition, self-talk, and intentional focus. Autosuggestion in this framework is the deliberate practice of feeding the mind with ideas that support the chosen aim so that doubts and fears lose their grip over time. The book connects this to emotional discipline. Fear, worry, and indecision are portrayed as mental habits that sabotage performance, while courage, confidence, and enthusiasm support effective action. Readers are encouraged to monitor the inputs that shape belief, including daily conversations, media, and the people they spend time with. A key takeaway is that mindset is not fixed. It can be trained through consistent mental rehearsal, affirmation-like statements, and visualization of desired outcomes. Even if a reader approaches these methods skeptically, the practical value remains clear. Repeated focus increases clarity, improves follow-through, and reduces self-defeating hesitation. Hill's emphasis is that the mind can be guided, and that purposeful guidance improves the odds of sustained achievement. Thirdly, specialized knowledge and imagination as advantage. The book distinguishes between general knowledge and specialized knowledge, arguing that results typically come from applying focused expertise to a valuable problem. Hill encourages readers to treat learning as a strategic investment tied to a goal rather than as an abstract pursuit. This includes seeking mentors, building competence through experience, and staying current in a chosen field. Alongside knowledge, imagination is presented as the engine of progress, the ability to create new combinations of ideas that become products, services, or better systems. Hill's point is that opportunity is often invisible to people who do not practice imaginative thinking, because they interpret circumstances only through old patterns. For entrepreneurs and professionals, this theme highlights the advantage of brainstorming, experimentation, and seeing market needs before others do. The reader is also urged to align knowledge with action, since information without execution does not produce value. A modern way to apply this is to select a niche skill set, pursue targeted courses or apprenticeships, and continually test ideas in real settings. Hill's broader message is that wealth and success are frequently built by turning insight into practical solutions, not by relying on luck or waiting for perfect conditions. Fourthly, organize planning, decision, and persistence. Hill's framework emphasizes that dreams become achievable when translated into plans, decisions, and sustained effort. Organized planning is not portrayed as a one-time event, but as an evolving process. Set a direction, outline steps, act, evaluate results, and adjust. The book strongly criticizes procrastination and indecision, treating them as habits that compound over time and quietly erode confidence. Decisiveness, by contrast, is presented as a signal of leadership and self-trust, even when decisions must later be refined. Persistence is the glue that keeps the plan alive through rejection, slow progress, and unexpected obstacles. Hill suggests that many people fail not because the goal is impossible, but because they stop at the point where the next attempt would have produced a breakthrough. The theme also includes practical ideas like organizing support, seeking counsel, and using feedback rather than emotion to revise a strategy. In contemporary terms, readers can apply this by setting weekly execution targets, establishing accountability, and building systems that reduce reliance on motivation alone. The core lesson is that success tends to reward those who keep moving, learn quickly, and refuse to let temporary defeat become permanent defeat. Lastly, mastermind power, influence, and the social side of success. Another major topic is the role of aligned relationships in turning goals into outcomes. Hill popularized the idea of the mastermind group, a coordinated alliance of people who share knowledge, challenge assumptions, and provide encouragement and contacts. This is not simply networking for its own sake, but a structured approach to collaboration where each person contributes strengths the others may lack. The book also discusses personal influence, describing how communication skills, trust, and a constructive attitude can open doors and attract cooperation. Readers are encouraged to be intentional about the company they keep, because attitudes and standards are contagious. Hill's message is that big achievements are often built through teams, partnerships, and advisors rather than isolated effort. Modern readers can use this by forming peer groups, finding mentors, joining professional communities, and approaching relationships with a service mindset. This topic also highlights the importance of harmony. Conflict within a group drains energy and delays execution, while shared purpose accelerates progress. The overall point is that success is social as well as personal, and that deliberate collaboration can multiply learning, opportunity, and momentum. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a classic, mindset-centered framework for achievement, especially entrepreneurs, sales professionals, managers, and anyone rebuilding confidence after setbacks. It also works well for goal-oriented students and career changers who need structure for turning ambition into consistent action. The benefit to daily life comes from its insistence on clarity, discipline, and persistence, defining a purpose, monitoring mental habits, learning strategically, and executing plans with follow-through. Even when some concepts feel rooted in an earlier era, the practical intent remains relevant because the challenges of procrastination, fear, scattered attention, and weak planning still limit results today. Compared with many modern success books that focus on hacks or narrow tactics, Think and Grow Rich offers a broad operating system that links psychology, decision-making, and collaboration into one program. The deluxe complete text is worth buying because it keeps the foundational ideas together in a single, recognizable classic that has influenced decades of business and personal development writing. If you want a long-term philosophy you can revisit and apply across money, career, and personal goals, this book provides a durable blueprint. If you would like to support Napoleon Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.